Hey everyone, this is Bill Russell here, and I'm excited to introduce you to our newest show, This Week Health Live. Join me and my co-hosts Drex DeFord and Sarah Richardson every week as we dive into the latest in health IT with a blend of humor, personal stories, and expert analysis. We'll bring you engaging discussions and a few surprises along the way, and it's all live. It's on LinkedIn Live, YouTube Live, and it will be on our website as well, thisweekhealth.com. Don't miss out on our pilot episode on June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where you can join in on the fun with comments and questions, live polls, and more. We'll see. But don't worry if you miss out. Each live episode will be recorded and released on our news podcast channel the following week, so you can catch up on all the action then. Don't miss out. Subscribe now at thisweekhealth.com so you know when you can join in making health IT informative, entertaining, and fun. Don't miss out. Tune in and be a part of the conversation. Today in Health IT, we're going to take a look at the biggest mistake a CIO in healthcare can make with their AI strategy. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders. Notable: ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. We're going to talk about some news stories. This story and all other news stories we talk about on this show, you can find on our website, thisweekhealth.com/news. Check it out today. All right, one last thing. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. This is part of our drive to get people to mentor at a very basic level, and that is listen to the show, have them listen to the show, have a conversation, and just talk about these topics and other topics. Very simple way to get started on mentoring. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, let's get into it. I'm pulling today from an article from Constellation Research. Dion Hinchcliffe: enterprises must now cultivate a capable and diverse AI model garden, is the article. He's a really cool diagram in here. I understand about 80% of it, but essentially he has multiple axes in terms of task-specific generative AI models and general multimodal models. And then he has another axis, which is specialization and complexity and size. And he puts all the different kinds of models out there. And he makes the case for the fact that there's a lot of different models with a lot of different capabilities, and that we are being asked by our leadership to lead this, to get in front of it. And I love his last paragraph here. While the allure of specific AI models and vendors remains a siren song, even as there are growing worries, some organizations won't see immediate returns, which is typical of many advanced technologies. Building a sustainable internal capability for model ops and AI model management remains crucial for long-term sustainability of the business. Preparing a strong foundation for data, AI models, and associated operations future-proofs the organization's AI strategy, allowing for an adaptation to evolving technologies and business needs, ultimately maximizing the return on investment in AI and ensuring its readiness and strategic alignment with an organization's goals as vital opportunities arise. All right, so I read that, and I'm reading a lot of stuff right now around architecture and specifically around AI model architecture. And I realized I was getting in too deep into the specific architectures of specific models. And I started to step back and try to figure out, as a CIO, what would I be looking at right now? And what really revealed itself to me is that when you're in a time of fast moving, fast paced change in an industry, the best strategy that you can have is a strategy that allows for adaptation, that allows for change as things emerge. When things are gray and you're not really sure, you're heading in a direction, but you're not heading to a point on the map. You're heading west or you're heading east. You're heading directionally in the direction that you want to go. And that is our AI strategy right now. The biggest mistake a CIO can make right now is probably twofold. One is to have a very specific AI strategy that you're heading towards and you're making big bets on certain technologies right now. The models are emerging. The models are evolving. The use cases are evolving. How these things are going to come together, how they're going to work together, is evolving. And so having a specific point that you're saying, hey, these are our big bets, that would be a mistake. Another big mistake would be, I'm just going to wait this out. It's just hype right now. I'm just going to wait this out. We'll see what emerges and we'll get there. The problem is, when it starts to emerge, you're going to be 2 to 3 years behind, probably 3 years behind. There's a process that needs to be started today or 3 years ago, quite frankly. And that is a model that helps your culture, the culture of your organization, be ready for AI and its and exploring its use cases. And not the CIO and IT exploring its use cases, although those will be some big users of AI models. It is, how do you generate momentum around the organization and changing the culture of the organization? And we've had some great conversations with leaders that I think see at that level, who understand the CIO role and even some other roles, CDA, chief digital officer role, or even a chief medical officer role. They see their role as culture stewards and culture builders. And when they look at the things that are emerging, they look at them with an eye towards possibility, but they know they're not going to get to that possibility unless their culture is ready to accept and experiment with and become a part of seeing how that technology can be applied to usefully to their work that they're doing today. And so when you talk to those kinds of CIOs, they are establishing governance. In fact, they established governance multiple years ago that was looking at AI and digital governance, but mostly around AI models and that kind of stuff. It was multidisciplined. You had nurses on it, on those governance groups. You had doctors on it. You had different, you had IT and technology people on it, but you had a lot of different representation on that AI governance level. And that group in the beginning was really a learning group. They were bringing in as much information as they can to try to figure things out. How will this be applied? What does this look like? And they're wrestling with very deep questions, like how does work change? And how do we look at the role of nurses in the future, the role of doctors in the future, the role of artificial intelligence in the future? And those changes, they're thinking through what are the HR implications, what are the ethical implications to patients, to the dignity of the worker. They're having those kinds of conversations a couple of years ago because they know this represents a dramatic change potentially in the way we work. And there's enough movement here to know that it is going to impact the way we work. So they have formed this group and they've given them big questions, gnarly questions, ethical questions around the use of AI. Now that group is also used as a group that now, as we progress forward, they identify use cases with what they know about the technology, not just IT saying, hey, we should do this. With what that group knows about the technology, what's a use case? What's a problem set that is a good target for the use of AI? And they explore that and they do small pilots and they get results and they learn things. And I've talked to CIOs who are saying, look, we learned what works in this whole idea of AI generated notes. And we learned what works in terms of the AI generated correspondence with patients and what doesn't work. They're way ahead on that curve because they've been playing with it for a while. And they're not waiting for their vendors, but that's also part of it. They're trying to get ahead of their vendors. They're not allowing their vendors to set the pace at which AI gets adopted within their health systems. They are essentially, that group is determining, where will this be brought in? How will it be brought in? What are we going to require from our partners? Are we going to require transparency? Are we going to require some sort of validation of those models, some sort of testing of those models? The biggest mistake a CIO can make right now is to have a specific point that they're moving towards and saying, that's it, and they're making big bets. The other mistake they can make is essentially not moving forward with engaging the culture and changing the culture in finding those co-creators of the culture of the future That group should be built. I don't care how small your organization is. And I don't care how small that group is. That group could be four people. But those four people are reading articles. They're sharing articles. They're having discussions around it. Now, as a CIO, we could go into this article. It is really fascinating. And it's a good article. So if you get a chance, hit our website. It'll be one of the top couple of articles, at least until tomorrow, when we add seven more articles. Every day we add at least about seven more articles to this site. Our contributors keep giving us articles to place on our site that are relevant. And enterprises must now cultivate a capable and diverse AI model garden. I like the thinking here. I like the idea that right now we are looking at creating models and we are creating frameworks for model ops. Think of DevOps and DevSecOps and all that. We're talking about AI model ops now. The deployment of these models, the operation of these models, governance, monitoring of these models, and all the things that are associated with that, and how that integrates with all the rest of the stuff you're doing, the architecture that you're utilizing, the legacy applications, the flow of data and analytics, compliance practices, and obviously DevOps and data ops and all those things. So very interesting article, highly recommend it. And directionally, get your organization ready for change. There is change coming. And to sit around and when I hear CIOs say, I'm sick and tired of talking about AI, I'm like, okay, I don't understand that. This could be the biggest change that we've seen in technology in my lifetime, quite frankly. And I've seen the internet, I've seen the mobile phone, I've seen the PC, for heaven's sake. This could be one of the most dramatic changes we've seen in the history of computing. And to say, oh, I'm just tired of talking about it, is almost irresponsible. I understand it's everywhere, it's a buzzword and that kind of stuff. Maybe the better way of saying this is, I'm tired of people talking about this in ways that aren't helpful, and I'm tired of people talking about this in ways that only confuse the issue. I get that. I read a lot of articles and I'm like, man, I just read this article. I don't think this person has any clue what they're talking about at this point, but that's fine because everybody's on their journey to really understand this at a deeper level. But the CIO has to be ahead. The architects have to be ahead. The people in IT have to be ahead, reading as much stuff as they can on this. This is going to be a dramatic change, and we're going to lead a lot of it, and we need to be ready for it. All right, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for mentoring. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.